Okay, tonight we learn the Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol, which is in the Navi Malachi. Malachi is the last Navi. The last Navi. Malachi, Chagiz Chaya Malachi said the Vua at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. After there was a respite, there was a period of time where there were no new Nevi'im. Right, Nevuah, no new Nevi'im. There were Nevi'im who had started saying Nevuah during the Bayis Rishon, they continued. Chagiz Chaya Malachi are new Nevi'im, and the Malbim, in his introduction to Chagai, explains that there was potential for the Bayis Sheni to be the Gula Asida, to be the final redemption. And Chagiz Chaya Malachi were the tools which could have made it happen. As it was, it didn't happen, for various reasons. But there was a brief spurt of Nevuah here at the end. Now, Malachi's final Nevuah, which is the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol, includes in it the famous prophecy of the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi, which is expressed all the way at the end of the Haftarah as Hine Yonechi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi Lefnei Bayam Hashem HaGadol VaHanaira, made famous by a song. But that's our dream of seeing that day when Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Now, the Nevuah, the Haftarah begins with also a well-known pasuk, Va'arva la Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, kimei Allah mukhashanim kamayni yais. This is famous because it's in pretty good. We say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei every day, when we step out of Shemoneh Esrei, the last thing we say is a reference to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Yabana Beis HaMikdash, Meir Meinu, Secha Kei Beser Secha. So we say, Visham Navadcha bi Yurakim Eilam, Ukshana Kamani Yais, Varvala Shemech Yud Rishlaim Kim Eilam, Ukshana Kamani Yais. Now, when is this referring to? It's obvious from the Siddur that this is referring to the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now, actually, as the Malbim explains, this is referring to after the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi, because despite the fact that the Torah ends, with, Shaleach, with the shlichus of Eliyahu HaNavi, the Perigimel, which is not in your Chumashim, also begins Hinni Sheleach Malachi Ufina Derech Lefanoi, and that Malachi, that angel that's going to come, according to at least to the Malbim, is a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi's coming, and it seems that way from the psukim which precede Va'arvel Hashem. Now, there's a tremendous nafkamina in this, as you'll see in a second. Right, so Eliyahu can appear as a malach or as a person. Here, malach is in the sense of a messenger, like Yaakov Avinu was sent for Yishlach Yaakov Malachim. Rashi says Malachim Amish. There's an important point here. the three psukim which precede Varvel Hashem in Malachi tell us about the coming. Rashi says of Eliyahu Navi. I mean, the Malbim says Eliyahu Navi. Rashi says it's a reference to Mashiach. The Metzudas David says the Malach is Eliyahu HaNavi. So whoever it is, I mean, it's good times, it's going to come. Now, we imagine that everything will just be hunky-dory when Mashiach, Eliyahu comes, Mashiach comes, everything will be wonderful. And it certainly will be, but the Pasuk, the two Pasukim preceding this say, Umi mechalkel es yoyim boyoy. Who can handle the day of his coming, umi oimed beheiroi yosein, who could stand before him, because kihu keish mitzarei for kufayris mechapsin. When Eliyahu comes, that's a yom hagadol v'hanayra. It's a day. Naira means frightening. It's a frightening day when Eliyahu comes. Now we're picturing kufayt shamayim, for which it'll be a glorious day. The tzaddikim will be dancing in the streets, but it's a frightening day to the rest of us because suddenly everything becomes clear as to where a person is holding. And, you know, you're davening Shemoneh Esrei and you daydream, and when you finish, nobody really knows. You could be the rabbi in the shul and they will wait for you. You know, and you're in Illinois in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you step out, no one knows the difference. Well, when Eliyahu Navi comes, it's going to be not so simple, especially for the Kohanim. Because the Pasuk says, one of the first things he's going to do, V'yashav mitzarev u'metar kesev v'tiyaras b'nei Levi. He will choose out those kayanim that are appropriate for bringing karbanis. We'll burn them out. Like when you burn out gold and silver and you left, all the garbage flows away and you're left with the pure gold and silver. V'hoyu, and those who remain, hoyu l'Hashem agisha mincha b'tzdaka. They will be the ones that bring the karbanis because they're people of righteousness. V'arva l'Hashem mechesiyud v'yirushalayim. So it's funny that we start with v'arva. It's like we want to leave out the frightening part. Frightening part is only the ones that stand up to the test are going to make it. And v'arva l'Hashem mechesiyud. Then the karbanis of Klal Yisrael will be sweet. Kimei Elam uchshan kamanias. Then this is what will happen. So it's really a big demand. I'm not scared because I'm not a Kayan. It's only Kayanim that Eliyahu Navi is going to be tough with. Levim will probably just let us, most of us just go. And then it'll be a sweet carbon. Now, these are Beferish Psukim, not like a very well-known conception, which somehow has gained a lot of traction, and really has only one source in an Achrayim, that when Mashiach comes, the Bechayrim will go back to do the Avayda. You've heard of that, that when Mashiach comes, the Bechayrim are, the Sheva Levi's out, and the Bechayrim are back in.
But,
what?
5-year-old grandson heard about that, the Bechar.
He's a Bechar.
He's a Bechar. His Rebbe told him that?
So his Rebbe told him he's going to be very disappointed, because I doubt Mashiach is going to pass him like his Rebbe. Because although the only source for it, and not the only, I don't mean to belittle it, it's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It's problematic because there's no other source for it. And this pasuk says clearly, it would say Kayanim. You could say, oh, it means the Bechayim, they're going to be Kayanim. But it doesn't say that. It says here in the pasuk which precedes this Varvel Hashem, it says, V'yasha mitzarefa mitar kesev tiaras b'nei levi. We're talking about the Bayis HaShlishi here. We say that in Shemona Esrei. Shemona Beisim Shmei Avimeinu. Say, Kem is a Secha. Shem Navadch, B'yoy Kemi Yalam HaShem Kamayim Yais. Varva L'Hashem. It's a continuation. So it's clear from these psukim that the B'nai Levi are going to be bringing karbanis. Are still going to be bringing karbanis at that time.
But it's a bigger problem.
What's that?
His cousin is a Levi. And my wife
is his cousin a Bechar?
Also,
because they are okay.
But my wife heard that, he was excited. I said, I don't know, the only thing Bukhara does now is he on all of the event shul, he gets to wash the kahanim's hands. So my wife said, so one time when he gets a little old, he'll bring up the shul and make sure they're on all of the event.
Not so easy
in
the shul.
That's not easy in the shul.
Okay. You're right. Right. Okay. Good. I've never seen any shul with no levim. Never. That's why I've never seen it. I almost ruined my streak. I was at a bar mitzvah for Charles' son in the yeshiva, and it was, I davened, it was a Friday, I davened a second. So it was Masim Rosh Chodesh. It was Friday. So I went there, the Kohen gets the first aliyah, and then I see the Kohen's getting ready to get a second aliyah. I say, 1 minute! I stopped him. I never see a Kohen get two straight aliyahs.
Ron once told me he didn't know. I said,
and he
saw it. Ron said, I've never been there.
Anyway, getting back here, there is an out. The Stipler has a letter, which is not in the Kilas Yaakov, and every time I'm asked to find it, I search till I find it in one of the, one of his, I think the son-in-law passed away, I forgot his name, passed away, Bechayev, had a sefer, and he has there a letter from him. I believe that's where I saw it. He says that even before the Egel, the Kayanim were going to be Kayanim. Now, the Kahuna is exclusive, but Chayim were only supposed to be what we call Levium's job, Shevet Levi's job. At the time of the Egel, Shevet Levi stood up and they replaced the Bechayim. It has nothing to do with the Kahuna. Kahuna, Rashi says, when Moshe Rabbeinu returns to Mitzrayim in Parsha Shemais, that an Aaron comes, Varacha v'samach b'libay, that Aaron gets the kuhuna. Not Moshe, but Aaron gets the kuhuna. So according to that interpretation, that it's only the B'nai Levi who switch for the Bechayim by the Egel, and the Adar HaChayim HaKadosh would mean that will be reverted, but the Kayanim B'nai Levi will still be the Mekishe Mincha. So you can resolve the Arachayim HaKadosh with these psukim by accepting this chiddush. You follow? That when your grandson is all excited that he's a Bechor, it's only that he can get a lady's job. Which means in my case, I have no benefit for being a Bechor.
He gets the sing instead of the rab.
I'm a Bechor and a Levi, so I'm in good shape. You know, it's like an insurance plan. I'm not singing. I'm taking care of the doors of the gates. You know, it's, when you sing, you don't get a tip. When you stand by the gate, you get tips. But, anyway, this is all the first pasuk. Va'arva la'ashem mechas Yehudi v'Yerushalayim. Then the carbon will be sweet. Kimei oilam uchshanan kabayin yes. There are two midrashim. One says, Kimei oilam refers to the fire which came down from heaven by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishanam Kamaniya is the fire which came down from heaven by Shlomo HaMelech. Others say it refers, strangely enough, to the carbon of Noach and the carbon of Cain. Why it mentions Cain as opposed to Hevel, I'm not sure, but it means probably those carbonis. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, usually, if you're good with somebody, and you get into a fight, and you make up, it's still not like it was originally. You know, originally you had a friendship that was smooth. Now, you hit a bump, you know, it's like the car. The car works perfectly. Hits a bump, it gets patched up. It's patched up. But not by the Rabbi Nishlaim. V'arva la'ashem echsiyud v'shlaim kimei alam v'chshanin kamayin yais. When God patches things up, he patches it up. The sweetness goes back to the way it was originally. V'karavti aleichem la'mishpat. And God says, I will... Now, the question, why v'karavti? So we'll have to see. The Targum says... V'iskali, meaning I'll reveal myself to you for judgment, but yisi eid memaher, I will be a swift witness. God doesn't have to call witnesses. But mechashvim b'menoafim, those who practiced magic, znus, u'beneshboim l'sheker, those who swore falsely, ba'ishke sarsochir almona v'yasim, and those who withheld the fair wages of a widow, or Yasim, or an orphan, Umate Ger, and those who bend things dealing with the stranger, V'leyeyreuni Amar Hashem Tzavakes, and showed a lack of Yerushalayim. Now, to be sure, everyone in Mechal Shabbos is also going to be judged. What's the Eid Memaher on these things? These are items which are specifically a lack of Yerushalayim. They're done, we say that there's a difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan. If you steal brazenly, so you're not afraid of people, you're not afraid of God. That's not so good. But when you steal secretly, you hide from people, and you don't hide from God, that's worse. So mechashef and menaf are usually done in private. Nishbon la'shaker is done because you think no one will catch you, you fool people. Aishrei sarsachir, now you're not allowed to withhold the wages from anyone. But when someone does it only to an almana v'yasayim, he feels he'll get away with it. No one's going to listen to them. Same thing with the Mate Ger. V'lo yeru'uni, they showed a lack of Yerushalayim. Omar Hashem Tzavakos. The Malbim learns, v'karavti aleichem la'mishpat, that even before Mashiach comes, Hashem said, these I punish in this world too. Even before. Really, there has to be Bechira. So God doesn't go around punishing everybody. In this world, Russia could get away with things. But these items, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, are so bad that v'karavti aleichem la'mishpat. I'll come earlier to you to this mishpat. Ki ani Hashem lo yishonisi v'atem v'nei Yaakov lo yichidisem. One of the famous parts of this Haftarah. God says, I am God, I did not change. And you, the Jewish people, lo yichidisem, I did not I didn't destroy you, I didn't end my relationship with you. We see this rebuke as a rebuke against Christianity, which says, many years after Malachi, which came along and said that God changed his mind and that he's done with the Jewish people. And Hashem, lo yishonisi atem b'nei Yaakov lo yichidisem. One of the few things I remember from high school where Rabbi Aaron Drillick taught us Trei Asar, he said a word here, ki ani Hashem lo yishonisi. When it says in the Torah, Laisirtzach, Laisignaiv, Hashem says there are cases where it's permitted. I'm mishana that Bezdin could kill. There are cases where it's mutter to do the lois in the Torah. There are exceptions. You destroyed the lois. You took away the law. You just said Tignaiv and Tirtzach and Tinaf, and you took off the lois. That was a veritol from somebody. But getting back to Pshat, Limimei Avesechem Sarta Mechukai Velo Shmartem, Shuvu Elai Vashuva Aleichem, Amar Hashem Tzavakais. God says, you come first. We've discussed the idea of a Sarusa Vlasata. Vamartem, and you say to me, Bame Noshuv, from where do I start? So God replies, you know where you start? Where do you start from? Shemoneh Esrei? Learning? Shabbos? He says, Hayikva Adam Alekim, Ki Atem Kaivim Aisi, Vamartem Bemakava Anucha. Gemara says that they didn't know what this word means. One of the Amiram didn't know what this means, Hayikva, until they revealed to him it means to steal. Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Hayikva Adam Alekim, Ki Atem Kaivim Aisi. Can you steal from God? That you steal from me? Vamarta, we say, Bemakma, where am I stealing from you? Hamaisa Vachruma. When God says to give Maisa and Truma, so, and you don't do it, so, Bama'ira, Temneira, and Nearim, you're cursing yourselves. Va'isi Atem Kaivim is stealing from me, Hagai Kulai, many Jews. So, if you're saying, Shuva Eli, Vashuva Lechem, where is that? With the integrity, with the honesty, in financial dealings, and giving the fair share of what you earn to Meiser and Truma. As a Levi, I want to point out that Meiser here is mentioned first. Okay, so you got to take care of the Meiser. I don't know why I don't get Meiser, Bezman Hazem. You're supposed to get Meiser today, and you give it Tomei. No? Levium are entitled to 10%. I go to Eretz Yisrael. I should have an easy time, no? Why don't they give Meiser to Levium? So there's a pshetl to that. What?
You give him back after Ezra took it away? Wasn't there a time when
the respect but it was the Levium continues. Nothing's actually in the Gemara. It was the only Kayanim or both. But nobody got Kayanim without getting it either. Right? The interesting Chazainish, he said, we have to make some compromises to get, Chazainish, who didn't compromise often, compromised on Meiser to enforce Tevel. He said, if we're going to force Meiser on everyone, to make it ice tevel, then we're going to have trouble. Let them call it meiser and not give it to the Levium. They should give it to the Levium, the former farmers do. But let's not force the issue. Let's make sure that we don't have tevel in Eretz Yisrael. And interesting. But the reason we laid this haftarah is unique. It has zero connection to maftir or to the parasha. Right? Every time it has a connection, Shabbat, parashas chaydesh. Parshas Parah, it has some connection. Shabbos HaGadol would take out one Sefer Torah. There's only one Sefer Torah. Regular Maftir. So what is this parasha doing here? Well, what's going on? So the Levush, which the Paiskim brings two connections. One is Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lechem Yisrael Yohanavi is laid at the same time to commemorate Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Klal Yisrael and taking them out in Mitzrayim. That's one connection. The other connection is this, because Erev Pesach is the time of Bior HaMaisris, Eretz Yisrael, that every third year, even nowadays, the third and sixth year, there's Bior Maisris, a person makes a declaration of either Maisr that he gave away all his Maisr and Truma, and therefore this serves as a reminder on Shabbos HaGadol to that a person should be honest with his Truma and his Maisr. And Avius, kol ha-maser, beisaitzer, bring your maisa to the storage place, v'yiteref bevesi, and it will be a feed of food in my house. Later, Ezra makes this a set takana, that all trumas and maisers should be brought to a central distribution area, and therefore everyone can get trumas and maisers. V'yiteref bevesi, b'chanuni na bezais, amar Hashem tzavakais. And another famous pasuk from this haftarah, God says, test me. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and I will shower blessing upon you, ad belidoi, until your mouths will yivlesif seisech emiloi medai, until you be tired of saying it's enough. Very few people say it's enough, but this is a promise that the only mitzvah is a promise of schar in this world. And that's bechanuni na bazais. If you give meiser, that you'll have money back for it. The Pesachei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch brings from Rabbi Yaakov Emden that this promise does not refer to meiser money, giving a tenth of your earnings. It only refers to meiser of tevua. So we'd like to get the bracha there too. We hope we do. But the B'chudin and Abazais is only a Meister of Tavua. So you don't have to be a farmer to do it.